Good morning. 00 hours. Partly cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 69 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 69 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 71 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 74 degrees.
CFA COT. CFA COT.
Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 76 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 76 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 78 degrees.
N8RHK.
N9 Stormy.
N9 Stormy. Sounds like it might be Dave. N8RHK. Much clearer. much clearer. NATZE, NATZE, is that you, Dave?
NARA, NATVE.
Yeah, I was just checking this out. Yeah, you're sounding good. You're coming in good.
Good morning. 1100 hours.
I got the amplifier turned off, so I don't need that. Bay City's closed from my QTH, so blasting in there. Next go around, I'm going to listen to you on the input and see what your signal strength is.
NARHK, yeah, this is like, yeah, this is the 3-1. I think that's what I pushed in here was on my microphone was the 3-1 here. So, yeah, what kind of commuter amplifier do you have?
Well, I got a Mirage amp for 2 meter. I got a Tokyo High Power for 440. And I got an RF Concepts for 6 meter. But the 6 meter antenna and the 440 antenna are been immobile because of the rotor being bound up by the tree branch growing into the antenna. So it's pointed towards Saginaw, and I don't really need to use an amp and beams for talking to Saginaw. But that's a headache I need to do with a ladder and a pole saw and a safety belt and having somebody here so if anything happens, I don't have to lay on the ground in pain for hours. So it's been growing into the antenna for a couple of years, and one of these days it'll get resolved and I'll be back in business.
There you go. Yeah, I have no idea. You know, I'm running the AC2980. I have no idea what signal is. You sound real good. You know, full quieting, no air noise or nothing. Tokyo Power. I never heard of an amp called Tokyo.
Yeah, it's probably 25 years old. It's only 100 watts out. 10 watts in, 100 watts out. My UHF radio, though, has, I think it's 35 watts out on high power, and it's got a 10 watt low power setting, so that's what I use to drive the amp when I'm using it. And trying to remember how many elements I got on my, I got a 440 stat beam. I think they're 211 or 213 element beams. So between the amp and the beam, when they're working and everything is back to normal. I used to talk to Canada quite a bit, talk to the repeaters in Canada. And you could get out pretty good, maybe 100 miles or better when the amp and the beams were working together properly, but now I'm stuck on a vertical on 48 meter. So I have to make concessions, NATVE.
Yeah, you have to do what you have to do there. All right.
Yeah, you were S4 on the input. I like talking simplex because the audio quality is much, much better on simplex than messing around going through the repeaters.
Oh, yeah. Simplex. I don't know if you're in Hemlock and I'm where I'm at. almost northwest of Chesning in the middle of 500 acres, so simplex, I don't know if we could do a simplex or not. Want to try a simplex?
Yeah, like I say, I'm hearing you on input. And all I need to do is pick a frequency. 145.55 is usually what I talk on simplex. I don't know if you can program that in and find turn the offsets off on your radio.
Okay, I'm going to go and punch it in now, and if you go there, I will probably be there in just a little bit. N8RHKQSY Simplex.
Yep, N8TVE, I'll be clear.
N8RHK. N8TVE, N8RHK. N8RHK.
N8TVZ.
Okay, I don't know what you did, but you sound far away and you got quite a bit of air noise with you there coming in, white noise. I was down there. I couldn't. It dawned on me I had my lock on my microphone. So I undid that and then I went to the 500 and I was calling, but I didn't hear nothing.
Yeah, that's what I'm on. And I believe the 3-1 Bay City report. I thought the 3-3 was Saginaw, but they got something messed up. I had them both programmed in and used to be able to talk with repeaters on the radio, but the 3-3, for whatever reason, is not functioning like it normally does.
I don't know. I was on the 3-3 and I'm hearing it fine. No problems whatsoever. I don't know if he was on the 3-3 or not, but all noisy again. But Dave, I gotta get out of here. My wife just let me know I'm talking about, so. Been a pleasure talking to you on and VHF. Sounding good. Like I say, I don't think there's nothing wrong with the 3-3. I was getting the 3-3 and the 3-1, I mean, real good. No problems whatsoever. So, okay, you take care, be safe, have a great day. NATVE, NARHK, I'll be clear, 7-3, good morning.
All right, Stormy, you have yourself a good day. I'll look for you tomorrow morning, see what's going on. Either be on VHF or NHF, so you have a good one. Happy 4th if I don't talk to you tomorrow. NATVE's clear.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours, mostly cloudy, 78 degrees.
KEA-OOK Mobile, we are up and monitoring.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Mostly cloudy, 80 degrees.
OOK Mobile, we're clear of this frequency.
Alpha Charlie 8, Foxtrot Juliet, at the K2BSA 8 Amateur Radio Special Event Station. Any operators casually listening out here who could speak to a scout, have a QSO.
KAB8RVP.
What was that call again, the name?
Name is Mike, and it's KB8RVP, Kilo Bravo 8 Romeo Victor Papa, located in Fenton.
Well, Fenton, that's near Flint, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm about, 18, 20 miles south of Flint, north of Ann Arbor.
Okay, I have I'm teaching the radio mirror back here, and I have a scout who would like to have a QSO with you if you have a moment to spare.
Sure, go right ahead.
Hello, my name is Connor. Can I have a QSO with you?
Sure, Connor. Where are you guys located?
Our QTH is DRA Scout in Metamora, Michigan. How about you?
Oh, copy, Metamora. I'm in Fenton, south of Flint, north of Ann Arbor, off of 23. Where's your home QTH, your home location?
It's in Troy, Michigan. Troy.
Oh, very good. Well, we just started getting a light rain shower here in Fenton. Looked like it was real spotty, real hit and miss. Might come through here for the next few minutes, and looks like it's going to end. Are you guys camping, or are you guys in buildings where you're at?
Yeah, we're in cabins. I'm in Green Troop over here. We have a ground.
Sounds like a good place to be, out of the weather, just in case.
We've been doing things.
You never know.
Today we did volleyball.
We had some cool nights earlier in the week.
The Metamora Fire Department are coming.
Kind of warm and muggy, so what we end up with this weekend. Are you going to have any fireworks or anything where you guys are at?
There's a Metamora on that wire, and we have to push it with two fire hoses shooting water at it.
Perfect double, guys.
Yeah, I doubled with you. I was talking at the same time you were. Come back with the activities. I heard you say you're using a fire hall to push a ball back and forth on the line.
Yeah, the Metamora Fire Department is coming down, and they're setting up a line in between two fire trucks, and we're going to push a metal ball on that wire with fire hoses that they're going to shoot a bunch of water out of it. We're going to have a competition between troops. I'm in Green Troop. We're going to have a competition to see who can win and push it to the other side.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 80 degrees.
Well, that sounds like fun. That sounds like more fun than the old bucket brigade where they had to have a line of people, one at the water, like a lake or a water source, and one where the fire was at, and have to pass buckets all the way back and forth. I think I'd rather use the fire hose and the fire trucks. I'm sure you guys will have fun with that. Back to you.
Yeah, they're drawing all that water from the lake.
Yeah, usually once a year they have a big fire group meet up in from all different departments around Michigan up in Frankenmuth out at the park. And they do the same thing. They hook up trucks and draft water out of the lake, do different events, put on little shows, they do a parade, and people can go check out the fire trucks when they're parked. Pretty big deal. I don't remember what weekend it is, but it'll be on the Frankenmuth website. Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun. Sounds like, I don't know what you do when you're at home in Troy, maybe play video games, but this sounds like a nice getaway.
It is going to be pretty fun, I hope. We have a couple other things going on. We have an ice cream social, or is Order of the Arrow members, which is Boy Scout Honor Society. And scouts are trying to have scouts trying to join the Order of the Arrow and get into it to have more people into it. and they're all going to eat ice cream together. It's going to be a fun thing. We also have a chess tournament going on. I hope my troop wins that. At camp here, I'm doing some merit badges. So far, I've done welding, where I got to weld two pieces of metal together and engrave my initials on it. It's pretty cool. And metalworking, I'd say, was one of my favorite ones. I got to make a hook, a metal hook that I twist it up. It looks all fancy. I can take it home and do whatever I want, so maybe hang a hat on it. Down in Troy, where I'm from, Troy, Michigan. I told you that, sorry. I play a lot of sports and things during the summer. I've had football practice, not so much video games. What are you doing up in Fenton?
That sounds great. That's what I like to hear. Less video games and more getting outside playing sports. We've had pretty good weather for, I don't know if you've started your summer football practice, but other than that 90-degree spell we had, the weather's been great. I work from home, so I actually work in IT. I do remote IT support for thousands of call center agents around the country, and just installing some software, doing some reboots for a lady that's having some computer problems, and this particular one I'm working on takes about 45 minutes, so I'm just waiting for all the reboots and installs to finish and give me an okay that everything's finished, and then have her go back to work and give it a try and see if she's back good to go. So stay a couple minutes. Heard the other gentleman throw his call out there and thought I'd come back and let him know somebody was listening. KB8RVP.
KB8RVP, K2BSA8.
Well, very good. Have you ever thought about getting into amateur radio? You know anybody that's got their ham radio license or even ever heard of it before this weekend?
No, I do not know anyone else that has their amateur radio license. This is my first time. It's pretty cool. RFP, thank you for your time. 73, have a good day. Sorry. My first time I'm messing up here, sorry. My RFP is 5/9.
Hey, I thought you did a pretty good job for your first time. Yep, it's neat to find different modes of communications other than cell phones. And the internet. It gets used for public service events. We help out with communications during parades, marathons, Skywarn for severe weather spotting when there's severe weather in the area. So it's really handy also during times of emergency, disasters. Sometimes it's the only mode of communications in the area where the disaster has happened. So it's good to just to find out about it, actually hear how it works. And there's a lot of different modes. You know, right now we're going through different repeaters that are linked together. And I'm sure you can find out about all the other ones. I got to get back to work. I just got another call, 73. Enjoy your time there in Metamora. KB8RVP, I'll be clear.
All right, 73, thanks for your time. That was a good one.
This is November 8th, Lima, Oscar Uniform, N8LOU.
We had a perfect double there. I think the station in Metamora was signing out. Go ahead and then pass it over to the other station. KB8RVP, clear.
KB8RVP.
This is November 8th, Police Officer Uniform, N8LOU. Negative contact with a special event, N8LOU, clear.
Coming through, your audio is fairly low, though. AFNCLX.
KFATLX, this is KFAAYB, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Yankee Bravo. Thank you for that check.
Alright, KFAAYB, KLX, no problem whatsoever. I guess the audio is just a little bit low, but other than that, you're definitely legible. KFAAYB. Located in New Lothrop, going through the, let's see, the .38 flex receiver, a repeater, sorry. Affirmative. You are definitely coming through the 147.38 Flint W8 CMN repeater.
All right, thank you. I'm in Stockbridge, Michigan, so I figure this is Flint repeater. KFAAYB.
5VCE. You guys copy me?
Yes, copy that. Stockbridge, huh? That's quite a haul there. Do you know the repeater you're going through? You're actually hitting? I don't know if you'd be able to hit the Flint repeater from there.
KI5, you guys copy?
KI5DXD, this is KSAAYB, yes, I copy you.
I5DZ, trying to do a radio check. KI5DZ, radio check.
KI5DZ, sorry, I didn't catch the last three letters. KI5, this is KFAAYB. I do hear you, but bring back on your call sign, please.
KI5DZ. I've just recently got my license back, and I'm just trying to see if this watchdog even works here, but...
Yeah, I got you. Your audio is a little bit down.
Is it better now than ET?
This is KFAAYB. You got a good signal, except I think the audio is just down. I can't hear the last couple of letters.
Yeah, the call is KI5ZCE. Victor Cat Echo.
Affirmative, I got that now. KI5ZCE.
Yeah, I just recently got back in to the hobby there. I was in it way back when I was 12, now I'm 66, and I just returned after a good 10, 20 years of break there, Roger.
It's very interesting. I just got into the hobby myself. I probably only had maybe 3 or 4
contact communication with somebody. Got my license about a month and a half ago. So I'm 65, so I'm retired now, just starting to get into it and kind of interested in making contact. Where are you located?
Yeah, I'm located out in Shields, Michigan. I'm out in Shields. Copy?
Okay, I'm in Stockbridge, Michigan. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun to get back in there. I've got a base station here. Got an ICOM IC7100, so it's got a pretty good radio put up in the antenna. I'm trying to reach out and put together a list of different repeaters I can hit.
Yeah, I've got a good on you there. Yeah, I'm just on HT, and I don't think I'm getting in there that good into the repeater that well, but yeah, I'm going to give me an HF and a 2-meter 440, I believe, all in one, and I'll be able to get into it a little bit better there. But hey, you have a good day there. I see my battery's almost dead here. I can tell it's blinking out on me. So hey, have a good day. This is KFIBC looking out.
KFI5BCE, for the preview as well, KF8KYB, over.
Jason, I was just talking to you about the call sign here. Jason, I was just talking to you there. Would you repeat the call sign? KI5BCE.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 75 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 80 degrees.
KEHMYN from N0UET. N0UET, listen.
KF8KLX, I don't know who that transmission was. Your audio's a little low. If you could pump it up a little more, we'll be able to hear you a little bit better.
Well, I'm on a handheld. The microphone, does that help?
Yes, roger that. That was actually much better. What was your call again?
November 0, Uniform, Echo, Papa.
All right, you got Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Lima X-ray here. I'm on a new low trip on the flip repeater, I believe, right now. 147.38.
Roger. I was just wondering, can you tell me how this is? I mean, is it doing well?
The repeater well? Like I said, now that you're talking close, the audio is definitely much clearer. You got a little bit of bacon fry behind you, but it's not too bad. Everything's legible. So you're doing good. Doing a good job out there.
All righty, thank you very much. I'm designated. I'm gonna go in the house now. Thanks a lot. This is N0UEP, and I'll be clear on your final.
All righty, no problem there. You have yourself a nice, nice fine day, and 73 see ya. KF8DLX, and I'm clear.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 81 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours, partly sunny, 83 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, partly sunny, 82 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, sunny, 81 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, sunny, 78 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, clear, 74 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, mostly cloudy, 67 degrees.